Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Qantas. You immediately think koala. Well, you do if you were alive watching black and white television in the 1960s as color came in. It was a campaign. It lasted 500 years as far as my memory is concerned. It is wonderful to consider that Qantas is still a major carrier in Australia. And it has major business. And for that report, I welcome Scott Maiman, my colleague of CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland. He's old enough to remember when the koala was the advertising that interested most the United States. Maybe it spread in Europe, but it was the United States seeing that koala, not a bear. Scott, a very good day to you. Your koalas are threatened, and I pay a special attention to that, because it was such a dear part of my youth. They're threatened by habitat destruction. Is that a concern throughout Australia? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yeah, how iconic is that? The koala, the 747, all these years we've related the two together. But yes, there is a big concern about the future of the koala. Is it near extinction? Well, we've had all sorts of issues from habitat destruction across the eastern seaboard of Australia to the chlamydia epidemic. Now, there is a trial underway to try and stave off the chlamydia expansion within the koala population. We're looking forward to having good results from that. But the issue really is across the eastern seaboard, koala could go extinct within the next 20 years or so because of the habitat. Now, there are moves underway by the federal government to try and create new habitat situations for the koala. But is it too late? We just have to wait and see. But yes, there is a grave concern. We could see the extinction of the koala.
Right. Let's go to defense news, because at the Shangri-La Dialogue, the report is that your defense minister, Minister of Defense Richard Marles, met with this opposite number in China. China is looking to make friends again. We can't tell what day of the week it is, charm offensive or wolf warrior. What is the opinion right now in Australian media about China's gesture towards openness again?
John, it's very conflicting. In one hand, we see these face-to-face talks, a step towards stabilizing the relationship. Now, we're looking to have trade sanctions against Australia to be removed so that we can freely move about our exports once again from Australia to China. That bit of lip service is working, but the Chinese still have a thinly veiled dig at the United States. And as you know, Australia and the US were at the hip together. China saying some countries are intensifying an arms race, willfully interfering in the internal affairs of others. That Cold War mentality now resurgent in the eyes of China. So we are seeing a bit of a conflict going on. On one hand, we welcome China. In the other hand, we're going, hang on, that's our friend, the United States, you're talking about. Back off, buddy. So, yeah, we don't know which way to turn. We do know diplomacy is key, and that's exactly what the Defence Minister, Richard Marles, is saying. That's the professional way to handle this, John.
Let's worry about your economy. Another interest rate rise because of inflation, and the concern is your slowdown will turn into a recession. What is the opinion right now about hiring? Are jobs gone begging, or are people looking for work?
John, we do have a problem. There are people getting work, but it's not the same work that was readily available probably 6 months ago. And we're seeing people being let go from their employment as well. The interest rate rise, it is the 12th rise amid worsening inflation figures. We are looking at a potential recession. Now, the federal government here is saying, no, we won't have an economic recession. But we're talking about a retail recession, a retail-led recession. That means that people are facing putting their money down because of interest rate rises. The money has to come from somewhere. So people, we've noticed, they're not spending as much. And these stores are going to the wall. It's a bit of an economic slowdown. Australians are not spending money. It's just too expensive. And we just have to wait and see what actually happens. But we are looking at a retail-led recession in the future.
Not positive news. So let's look for something happy. Electric vehicles. Australia, along with all the other developed nations, are looking to go electric as soon as possible. And there's always a date, 2030, 2035, 2050. Now, here, all the attention is for Tesla. That's because of Elon Musk. A man with rocket ships gets attention. But I read that in Australia, you have the Chinese electric vehicle BYD. Is it popular enough to see on the streets all the time? When I go to church in nearby Kent, I always tell whether it's a Tesla Sunday or not on the basis of what's parked on the street. Do you see BYDs parked?
BYDs, they have not been seen as readily as the Teslas here in Australia. You will see Teslas every day of the week here. But BYDs, there is an outlet just 10 minutes away from where I live. I've checked it out. It's not a bad-looking car. The difference, though, is at the moment, Elon Musk has a problem. All the components required for a Tesla, which are based in China, are not readily available. However, interesting enough, the Chinese auto giant BYD has all these components. And we know that around the world, there's a worldwide strengthening position for BYD, whereas Tesla's, well, they've been ground to a halt because of a lack of product that's right. being made available.
Do you have charging stations sufficient for an electric vehicle fleet? You have big distances to drive.
Yeah,
big.
We do have charging stations around Australia, but we just don't have enough yet. This idea is still in its infancy here in Australia. There are various states and territories that are trying to force people's hands, saying from 2030 or 2035, we will no longer be allowing combustion engine vehicles to be hitting the streets. But that doesn't solve the problem because the charging stations are just not readily available at this point in time, John.
Scott, you made a long journey from, I think, Canberra to Brisbane. Could you have done that in an electric vehicle?
I could have, but not in the one hit. Now, it took me about 12 hours in a combustion vehicle to drive from Canberra to the Gold Coast. I would have had to stop and recharge. If I was to do it in the one hit, it could have taken 14, 15 hours.
Right.
But you just, yeah, because of the recharging, that is the problem. And then you've got to make sure you are within range of a charging station on top of that. So we still have a bit of clunkiness going on with recharging.
Did you pass any BYDs pulled off the road because they couldn't find a charger? All right, Scott, you've got a holiday coming up. It's the first King's holiday. Will it be celebrated across the continent or just in Brisbane?
Yes, John. Just this week, we were told no more Queen's Birthday. As of this coming Monday, it's going to be known as the King's Birthday. But it's not in every state or territory across Australia. It's divided. Western Australia will have it late September. Queensland will have it in early October. But the Queen's Birthday for most of Australia will be held on this public holiday Monday, the King's Birthday. Of course, the joke about it all, it's not a birthday for the Queen, it's not a birthday for the King. It just happens to formalize with the British holiday that they set down.
Scott Maiman, CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland. I'm John Batchelor.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. Livewithchampion.com. Schedule a tour. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.